Welcome to the Menagerie of Enlightenment. Today, we are going to talk about early art movement. I'll be your host, Sarah. So let's get right to it then. From wall drawings and caves to modern pop art, people have found ways to express themselves through art or use art as a picture that tells a story of the places and eras in which they live in. Throughout time, art movements have evolved through the centuries. In this post, I'll be introducing early art movements. The types of early art movements are ancient art and early Renaissance. Ancient art refers to art creations from a period of 30,000 BCE to 400 AD. According to Shelley Essek from ThoughtCo, this ranges from the period between the Paleolithic era to the classic civilizations like Greek and Rome. She stated that in the Paleolithic era, hunter-gatherers made a huge leap in abstract thinking, as they went from spending their time hunting animals to depicting scenes of their life on the cave walls in which they lived. Moving forward in time, ancient civilizations like Egypt and Mesopotamia created art on a bigger scale. The Sumerians focused more on creating grand ziggurats, sculptures, and temples, while the Egyptians incorporated art as a form of decoration for their tombs and pyramids, along with colorful scenes depicting scenes of animal gods and a journey of life after death. Lastly, the classical civilization like the Greeks and Romans created art by telling stories of human creation through beautiful frescoes, for example, mural arts on walls. The Greeks created statues, paintings, and pottery that showed Greek gods and daily life and humans, while the Romans incorporated Greek art and created their own gods and added in landscapes and frescoes. In early Renaissance art, Shelley Essek from ThoughtCo tells us that early Renaissance art was created between the period of 400 to 1400 AD. This period was also known as the Dark Ages, where most of the art that were created depicted grotesque and melancholic scenes. She also elaborates further that this period included art from early Christian to Gothic art. The early Christian period was when art was used for spiritual purposes. For example, catacombs, hidden art, and churches with simple designs and mosaic mirrors were popular during this time, as Christianity did not want art to be too lavish or too ostentatious. By the time of the Byzantine era, which was between 230 CE to 15th century, art scenes depicting Christian-related subjects became more symbolic. According to Britannica, architecture during the Byzantine era became more eclectic and drew heavily on Roman temples. The most prominent feature of buildings was the dome-shaped roof. During the migration period, between 375 to 750, there was constant dispute between different German barbaric tribes. Moving forward to the Romanized period, which was between 1100 to 1150, this was when Europe became more cohesive after the dispute was over between the different German barbaric tribes. As such, feudalism and Christianity became more common and helped create a bond between the different tribes. With peace, there was room to build huge cathedrals with rounded arches and an abundance of illuminated manuscripts. From 1140 to 1600, Gothic art changed the landscape again with cathedrals built with stained glass, pointed domes, and detailed carvings on the exterior with brighter rooms. During this period, more artists would emerge to become famous artists, and they would move on to change the way society consumed art. We have come to the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. See you again next time.